Good morning.
Morning.
We are continuing along the topic of Kavod, and I mentioned last week that in the Orchis Yosher by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where he goes through different qualities and different midos that a person should work on and be aware of, so he goes in the letter of the Aleph Beis, and when it comes to Chaf, he has a couple of different chapters on Kavod. And one of them is Kibud Avim, another one is Kavod Chaverim, and one of them is Kavod Rabbi V'Talmid Chacham. One is having honor to a Rebbe and to a Talmid Chacham. And if you look at the beginning of this chapter, at the beginning of this parak, it's actually pretty scary to read his words. He's really quoting many Gemaras and Maimri Chazal. But if you look at the beginning of his words in this chapter, he says, Hine loy matzinu shum avera shachazal, hechmir bo kol kach, he says, you don't find any Avera that Chazal are so stringent on like the Kavod of his Rebbe. And he brings down many Gemaras that say that if a person is not careful with honoring their Rebbe, with honoring a Talmid Chacham, with honoring Gedolim of our generation, so he says, Lo Yaleinu shouldn't befall on anyone here. He says, a person could be Chayv Misa. He says, he speaks about different machlis, different sicknesses, lo yaleinu, that could come upon a person. And really, as a person goes through life, and he has many people that he can learn from, and many people that try to inspire him, it's something that a person has to constantly keep on his mind, that kavod of a Rebbe, and kavod of a Talmid Chacham, kavod of a Rav, kavod of a Gadol b'Yisrael, is not something for a person to take lightly. And he brings down in the back, there are a couple of stories always at the end of each chapter, and he brings down stories of where people look back at their life, and people said that maybe something wasn't going their way. They maybe weren't being successful in something that they want to be successful in, or maybe Loyalenu, they even were having something going very hard in their life. And different stories that people came to Reb Chaim, and they asked him for guidance, for help. And there were certain times that he tracked it back to maybe something they did earlier in their life where they weren't zara, they weren't careful with somebody that they really should have given kavod to. And to just end off, why is it so important to have kavod to a Rebbe, kavod to a Gadol, kavod to a Rav? And the answer is because they represent Torah. So a person that's not giving them the proper honor, really, he's slighting the Torah, which you know is so holy.